S.N. Haskell's deep knowledge of God's Word. If Herbert Lacey, trained at Battle Creek College, was deficient in a deep knowledge of the Word of God, Stephen Haskell, somewhat a self-made man, was not. Of this, Ellen White wrote on June 6. Brother Haskell is the Lord's servant, a man of opportunity. We appreciate his experience, his judgment, his thoughtful care and caution. He is indeed a mighty man in the Scriptures. He opens the Word of God in such a simple manner, making every subject reveal its true importance. He urges home practical godliness. Nearer the opening of school, she wrote of his speaking each morning at 6 o'clock, leading out in a Bible lesson. This is free to all, and there is a goodly company out each morning, for it is a blessing to all. This study lasts for 1 hour. These meetings are intensely interesting. The subject thus far has been the sanctuary question, and we are highly gratified to see the interest manifested. All are much interested in the way he presents the subject. He speaks in a clear, simple style, and brings in much scripture to sustain at every point. He feels that altogether too little has been said upon this subject, for it is the central pillar that sustains the structure of our position at the present time. Nor did his talented wife, Hetty, a teacher of experience, come far behind. Writing on June 9 to an old friend in New England, Mrs. White mentioned both Haskell and his wife. Brother and sister Haskell fill very important places in our school in giving Bible lessons. Sister Haskell is matron, and also teaches a Bible class. Brother Haskell also teaches a Bible class. His wife is a woman of rare ability as a manager. She takes hold most earnestly, not afraid to put her hand to any work. We have had most precious instruction from the Word from Brother and Sister Haskell. School was well underway when Professor and Mrs. Hughes arrived in late May. Several weeks later, Ellen White wrote of how well he took hold of the work. As she watched him move into his responsibilities as principal and manager, she wrote on July 4 of the student-principal relationship, "Brother Hughes does not say, 'Go, boys,' but pulls off his coat and says, 'Come, boys.' He works with them. He is the right man for the place. All take hold with a will, cheerfully.